Hello?
Hi, this is Brianna returning your call. May request from customer service.
Yes, I called because I see a charge on my credit card statement for dailyfitnessplans.com. What is this for? You're charging me $59.89. What is it for?
I would not know unless I'm able to pull up an account. What is your zip code?
My zip code is 54913.
And your first and last name?
First name is Patricia. Last name is Hartnett, Hartnett.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
N2681 Chalet, Chalet Drive, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54913.
Thank you for information. As I look into your account, I see you have the bike sub for the iPad.
I never ordered an iPad.
Yes, it's like a sweet state service that was partnered with the iSpot service, and it explains at the bottom now for like signing up. You also sign up for a service that provides a recipe guide to cut the carbs and boost the energy.
I can't understand what you're saying. Did you say this is for an iPad?
Yes.
Okay, I never ordered an iPad from anywhere.
Oh. Well, no one in your household?
Nope. There's just me and my husband here. So, nope, we didn't order any. We already have a computer and we don't use iPads. So, this has been on my bill now twice, I think. And I'd like it taken off. It's $59.89. Or else I'll have to call the credit card company.
I'm going to get it transferred over to a supervisor and let me see what they can do, okay?
What are you going to do?
Transfer you to a supervisor. You say, man, this fraud, you never placed this order. I mean, I cannot assist with that information.
Okay.
So hang there for me if you don't mind.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the line for me.
Okay. I have a charge on my account that is not mine.
Okay. I'm about to get you transferred over. Just hang on the line for me.
Transfer? You're going to transfer me to somebody else?
Yes, so they can further assist.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
One second.